Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
I have actinic keratosis on my nose, and I've had it removed several times with the cold, blowy, you know, the can of cold spray, and it
Sure.
keeps kind of coming back. So I'm wondering if that cream that has eggplant in it, if I should use that, being as it's my face, I didn't want to put it on there if you thought that it may cause me any difficulty that way.
Okay, sir, the only difficulty I've ever seen it cause is actually in that book called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. And by the way, it is found in eggplant, but the stuff technically is called salicylating glycosides, and they're found in eggplants and potatoes and tomatoes and all those related vegetables. Now, what was in that book? Here was a person with an actual skin cancer that was in his nose and in his cheek next to his nose, and he put this stuff on every 12 hours as told. And there's follow-up pictures where, at one point, the salicylating glycoside stuff, which is the stuff which kills cancers and doesn't mess with normal cells, had actually created what looked like a hole in the side of that man's nose and a hole in his cheek, and that didn't look good at all. But they kept taking pictures, sir, and it all healed up, and you could never tell he'd had the cancer. It looked about 99% as close to normal as you can get. It's right in that book called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. The normal cells grew back in. The precancerous cells went away. This is why the Australasian Society of Dermatologists wanted to get the stuff on prescription, because it competed with what they were doing. There's another book called Inspired by Nature, Proven by Science. It has reports of studies. It has many, many more pictures. And so look it. Let me talk about me. If I had an actinic keratosis on my nose, I would not at all hesitate ever to put this stuff on, put a Band-Aid over it. I look a little weird with the Band-Aid, but so what? I'm getting rid of this problem. And I do that every 12 hours until the thing dropped off, and it would not hurt my nose skin at all. And by the way, sir, in addition to working with people who've done this to themselves, when this first came out, I tried it on my own skin. I didn't have any cancer. I just wanted to make sure it wouldn't hurt me, because if it hurt me, it might hurt somebody else. It didn't. It just kind of sat there and didn't do anything because it can't get into a normal cell.
That sounds great. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you very much, doctor. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir. And like I say, those books are at the Tomah Clinic Dispensary if you want to read about it. So thank you for calling, and this lets everybody out there know, everybody who's listening anyway.